I'm Melissa Idris. Welcome to Consider This. This is the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Joining me on the show today is the Minister for Science, Technology and Innovation, Chang Lee Kang. He's also the PKR MP for Tanjung Malim, a seat that he won for the second time in GE15. He's also one of the vice presidents for the party PKR. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. It's a pleasure.
Hi, Melissa.
So 100 days,
yeah.
slightly over 100 days now in cabinet. How have you been adapting to this portfolio? What has been the challenges in trying to get a grasp on the Mosti portfolio?
To be frank, I'm struggling to pick up.
Which parts more specifically?
Yeah, I mean the sciences.
Okay.
I mean Mosti is a ministry overseeing everything about science, technology, and innovation.
Right.
Although I'm from science background, but of course I find it difficult, especially when you go into technical.
So civil engineering is your background, right?
Yes, okay. Yes.
All right. So you're absolutely right. The you know how broad it is to categorize science and technology and innovation. When we think about that, the scope of the ministry, help me understand what Mosti seeks to achieve. What do you seek to achieve under your tenure?
Well, the role of Mosti is basically to help our R&D research, R&D development, and on the other hand, we also need to create a good ecosystem for the startup, tech-related startups. So we have funding agencies like Cradle, MTDC, Kumpulan Modal Perdana, and also at the same time, we also have other agencies like Meranti. It's like an accelerator, and we have bioeconomy helping our bio related company to commercialize their product, etc.
Okay, so it seems to me a couple of functions, right? So you have the policy making that drives, you know, coordination around science based policies,
yes,
science related policies. Then you have the research accelerator,
yeah,
and then you also have the funding management part of that. Is it difficult then to achieve KPIs in the first 100 days? Because science and technology and innovation, as you said, is about an ecosystem, it's about a culture, it's planting seeds for long-term results. How do you answer to the very impatient public's call for a 100-day KPI report card?
Well, thank you for indicating that.
I mean, I can understand. It's probably a tough one for this ministry.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, this is a bad news for politicians. But I like this ministry. In fact, we are talking about future. And to gauge Mosti in 100 days, I think it's very difficult.
Yeah.
But I think people need to understand that mostly science, technology and innovation, we are talking about future. So what you want the country to be in next 10, 20 years, even 50 years.
Mm.
So we should start doing it now.
Yep.
So we have to plant the seeds, and then we can only harvest in like 20 years time.
I'm not giving you a free pass for your 100 days report card. I understand to move beyond short-termism thinking.
Yep.
And I wonder whether, you know, as PKR, as the Pakatan Harapan government, as part of this unity government, whether you've learned that the lessons from previously, because I think that was one of the issues previously where there was a very impatient public electorate who was expecting short-term results. And how do you communicate that to the people who have voted you in, the people who have elected you to office? How do you explain the thinking of short-termism versus long-term investment?
Well, I think Mosti couldn't help much in terms of addressing this impatient crowd. Maybe I need help from other colleagues. there are certain things that we can do, maybe short-term, 3 years, 2 years.
Mm.
For instance, adopting technology, applying technology to help some of these downtrodden, underprivileged community. For instance, I'm looking at using our existing technology to help remote area to get free access of internet and then free electricity. So those are the things that we can do in maybe 2-3 years time.
It strikes me as a ministry, MOSTI strikes me as a ministry that probably has to sit at the table, sit at every table, because when you talk about making sure there's internet access, that is collaboration with MCMC.
Definitely.
Is also collaboration with the Works Ministry. You have to be at the table to make sure that all policy making in Malaysia is technologically driven. Is that the case?
Yeah. I mean, mostly everything, almost everything is across ministries. Mm. So we need to work together, and we need a lot of coordination, and we need a lot of facilitation with other ministries.
I was just wondering whether you heard. So I read just before this interview that China is restructuring its Ministry of Science and Technology, and I thought that was quite interesting. What they're trying to do is empower their top regulator for technology and science and technology to make sure that they are self-sufficient, that they are self-reliant on technology, that they are the ones, China are the ones, pushing through technological breakthroughs. Is that something that Malaysia can strive to do, that we sow the seeds now so that we are technology developers as opposed to just being technology users?
Definitely. I mean, just one example, we are looking at developing a human vaccine. In this 10 years time, not COVID.
Right. What's a human vaccine?
Human vaccine that can be used on human, any diseases. Right now, we don't have the capacity to produce human vaccine. We only have capacity to produce animal vaccine. But capacity to produce human vaccine is important, because say if a pandemic happened again, then we don't need to rely on other countries, the foreign suppliers to provide us a vaccine. We can produce ourselves. Mm. But of course now, I mean, when you talk to people don't think it is very important. People might think, well, after COVID, after pandemic, maybe another 20 years down the road, then it happens so, rarely, then you can just buy from foreign suppliers. But now we are talking about vaccine sovereignty.
Right.
We need to have that capacity.
That's interesting, because again, you need to have a kind of scientifically literate society, right? A society that believes believes in science and uses science-driven evidence to drive policy.
Yeah.
How would you? Does MOSTI is MOSTI involved in making society more science literate?
Yes.
Okay, in what way?
That is part of our assignments.
Okay.
Because MOSTI has been working on a lot of promotion. We are also involved in encouraging students to take up science, technology, STEM basically.
Yes, STEM subjects.
Although just from a look from outside is under the education ministry, but in fact we are very involved also in terms of promoting science, technology, and to attract students to go to science. I mean to go into science stream. For instance, we have this Techlympic. Techlympic is like Olympic for tech technology.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It involves a lot of schools and secondary and primary schools.
Are you getting a lot of interest? I'm wondering about young people's interest. Not to diminish the importance of the arts and social sciences, but if we want to become a technologically and scientifically driven country, if that is the aim, then we have to prepare our young people now. Is there interest?
Exactly. In fact, there are a lot of tractions with all these activities.
Mm.
For instance, I just had this Carnival Science, Technology and Innovation in Tanjung Malim, my constituency, just about a month ago. And the response was overwhelming. So we had a 2 days thing. And then towards the end, well, we literally have to shoo people out because the response was too good. From there, we can see there are a lot of interest in science technology. Only that maybe because of the conventional teaching method, or they don't think science is very attractive, and therefore they don't have. The interest in science is diminishing.
How young do you start cultivating this interest?
Well, primary school. We should start from primary, and slowly, and then we need to have more programs. We are also looking at a mentor mentee program, to get people from the industry to have program in schools, just to let them know, understand about what are they learning. In fact, very related to their daily life. For instance, maybe they're just a primary student, but if they have enough exposure, they can connect the science knowledge with real life. I think that will be more interesting for them.
So Malaysia has a roadmap, right? Has a policy, an action plan for science and technology.
Yes.
And if I understand it, it's within this time frame of until 2030.
Yes.
So give me a sense of what that roadmap hopes to achieve, and where are we? Because it's been a tumultuous few years. Mm. Are we on track? Are we heading in the right direction?
Yeah, I would say we are on track, and we hope, as you mentioned earlier, we hope we can be a technology developer instead of a technology user, and we are looking at certain areas. Mm. For instance, we are looking at advanced materials, research in advanced materials like graphene. We are also looking at research at alternative or renewable energy like hydrogen. So there are a few things, including AI. So we are looking at these new technologies, and I think we are on track. As long as nothing drastic happens,
right.
I think we can achieve in 2030.
I want to touch on the research, the culture of research, the environment for research, but we have to go for a quick break. So let's come back and discuss that in just a few minutes. We'll be right back here on Consider This. Stay with us. Hi, thanks so much for staying with me on Consider This. I'm Lisa Idris. I'm speaking tonight to the Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, MOSTI, the Ministry for short. Just before the break, you mentioned, investing in research and cultivating this development of research in the country. I want to ask you what goes into that, because what will make research, what environment is conducive for research in Malaysia, and what goes into that? Because that would be under MOSTI's portfolio, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, in fact, if you look at other countries, like advanced country, for instance, they are spending a very significant portion of their budget in R&D.
Mm.
For instance, Korea, they are spending 4.55%.
Wow.
Switzerland, 3.37. But Malaysia, we are at 1.44
to
the GDP.
Why is that? What is it, the cultural importance that's placed into research, which in another word is innovation, isn't it?
Yeah.
So is it, what is it?
Well, I think of course, every country have different contexts, and also every country have different emphasis.
Mm.
But I think it's proven that if you invest enough in R&D,
mm.
Maybe in 10 years time, 20 years time, you will really then you can really fly.
Yep.
So I think politicians or the leader of the country, they need to understand this in order to put the money on the right bet, I would
say. Yeah, because again, with R&D, sometimes it pans out, sometimes it doesn't. It takes a long time to see the results. How do we go about making sure that is a culture that we want to cultivate in Malaysia, that we want to, make sure that innovation is more than just policy, that it is something that we prioritize and we treasure, mm-hmm. Beyond the means of hitting these kind of KPIs of 100
days. Yeah. I totally agree with you. In fact, I really don't know what to say in 100 days.
Yeah.
In fact, after becoming ministers and then barely after 2 months, then people start asking me, what is your direction? What is your policy in science and technology? I say, after 2 months, if I can give you a direction or I can tell you about the policy, you know, then you should be worried.
Yeah.
Because science and technology is a long-term thing. You have to take a long-haul strategy. So I think people need to understand that. But coming back to your question, I think we also, in order for everyone to understand that, we need everyone to understand science, you know. So promotion is very important. Then at the same time, we also want to mainstream innovation. So this is also one of my, I would say, one of my tasks.
Oh, tell me more. It's a mainstream innovation.
Yeah, because when people talk about science, people only think about technology, you know, how to use technology. Mm. But in fact, innovation is the most important part. For instance, 5G. 5G is good. 5G is an enabler in many industries. But if you don't know how to use it innovatively, then you have a problem. Because 5G is there, everybody can use. But do you know how to use it? Say, I have a company and I want to adopt 5G technology, but I don't know where to adopt. I don't know how can I utilize this 5G technology. Then you have a problem.
That seems, sorry to interrupt you, yeah. You know, I like the example of 5G because it combines technology and innovation. But innovation at its core is something that is very difficult to
gauge.
Yeah, to gauge. How do you do that? Is it through the new IP patents, or how do you gauge how you have an innovative society? And also, is government the right avenue for it? Can something as serendipitous and wonderful as innovation be driven by government?
Definitely not. I mean, government can only facilitate. Like government agency can only facilitate or link innovators and industry up. Mm. But definitely, it cannot be. You cannot rely 100% on the government because you have to have a triple helix. The industry, the innovators, and then also the quadruple helix. Innovators, industry, university, and also the government. So you need to have this everyone together just to mainstream innovation. So of course we are doing something. For instance, My Hackathon. My Hackathon is a program where government agencies or ministries, they come up with problem statement. They want something to be solved. Then these innovators come in and they pitch.
Okay.
And then if their idea, if we buy in, I mean, we buy your idea, then he will get an award of small token.
So like a Shark Tank almost.
Yeah,
exactly.
And now we are expanding it, not only government agency, but we are getting corporate in also. We are involving corporate in. So that the innovators, their ideas will be more industry driven.
Right.
So industry corporation also, they can also benefit from this generation of ideas and also innovation.
Okay. So I take your point that maybe government is not the driver for innovation, but it just helps to facilitate the right conditions for it. And to maybe stay out of the way, so not create barriers.
Yeah.
In your consultations with industry stakeholders, with startups, with SMEs, with people who are in the ecosystem, what are they telling you about government's ability to hinder or facilitate innovation?
Well, I had a town hall just about 2 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago. I've got a lot of complaints from or grievances from the startup community. Some are relevant, some are not. But I think mainly startup, they help, they hope government can help them to. Help them to be more. Easier to to do business, easier to get funding, easier to have. To have easy access to funding, easier to connect with industry, etc. For instance, they hope our grant can be less rigid. No, they hope our all the paperwork.
Why is it rigid now? Are the criteria too high, the barriers to entry too high that makes it inconvenient for some startups to expand?
Well, they see it as inconvenient, but of course our agency also, I think totally understandable, because our agency also is taxpayers' money, so right. We have to be very meticulous and we have to be very careful in approving grant. So we need to strike a balance there.
Understood. You need the due diligence. You can't just be handing
Just be more agile. Just be more agile, so that it won't be too rigid and stand in the way of the
not too much red tape, right?
Yeah, yeah.
When you look abroad, are there ministries of science and technology that you think are on the right track? Again, technology changes so rapidly, so quickly, but when you look at how other governments are cultivating this in their respective countries, where do you look to?
Well, there are a lot of countries doing way better than us, but of course they started early also. In terms of, we have this ranking, we call it Global Innovation Index. Malaysia, currently we are ranked 36. So that means there are 35 countries doing much better, better than Malaysia.
Okay.
So we can look to them. But the most important part is we have to also put things into context, because Malaysia might not have the same context as the US. But I think we need to come up with something that suit Malaysia.
Mm. What kind of context? Yeah, I'm wondering, in your view, when you look at the context that Malaysia is in, our history, our financial constraints, fiscal constraints, what would work for Malaysia in terms of a long-term investment in science and technology and eventually even innovation? Mm. What would work for a country like Malaysia?
Well, I think a lot to say about, but I think just to be concise, Malaysia need to create an ecosystem, not so much funding. Of course, our funding is small compared to other countries, but we need to create an ecosystem that is easy for startup to flourish. So, of course, not only funding, but also policies. Mm. For instance, if this is my startup and I need talent, and locally you can't provide talent for me, then I need to get foreign talent. So can you make the process easier for me in terms of visa, in terms of everything?
Are there strengths? Do we have strengths? I know you said that we are 36 in this ranking, but what would you say are Malaysia's strengths?
Depends on what area you're talking about, but I think in terms of like AI regulation, AI readiness, we are quite ahead in this region. And we have also good research in EV batteries. We have also good research in graphene. Mm.
So leverage on those strengths.
Biotechnology,
Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister.
That was my conversation with the Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation. Wrapping up this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris, signing off the evening. Thank you so much for watching, and good night.